What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. I do got to ask, you've got the money from all the books, you've got the money from your companies. Where are you investing so that you have like some passive income coming in?
Yeah, great question. You know, so there's been a lot of different things that I've done throughout the years. And so as an entrepreneur, when you make money, you're trying to find other things so that you can take your money and put it to work, right? And that's, they say, is kind of like the definition of wealth when your money is actually making money for you. And, you know, a couple different things. I was never really into the stock market, but I am now. And by the way, when you look at like apps like Robinhood, which is just an amazing app. At first, I didn't think that their business model was going to work, which was they were the first million subscribers. The first million people to download it, they were giving you some, you know, a little bit of free Bitcoin and things like that because they were kind of in that crypto space. So for me, actually, crypto was a big one and just traditional stocks, but also trading them myself and managing them myself. A lot of people talk about putting them in index funds and you can do that. I've put some money into things like REITs, real estate investment trusts, which, you know, give you a guaranteed kind of return on your money. But to be totally honest, candid, and open with you, a lot of entrepreneurs aren't going to tell you what I'm about to tell you is I've taken a lot of money, like millions of dollars, and put it into things that just haven't worked. And so I've lost millions of dollars over the past, 7 years or so. And so like financially, that really hurts, right? But at the same time, I understand that as an entrepreneur, when you're doing that, I look at it like research and development, right? Because most of the things you do aren't going to work. I'll give you an example. Like I launched a vodka called Emery Vodka, won a bunch of awards. We were distributed in 31 states doing great things, but ultimately it just wasn't going to work. And to compete with the big boys, you need like tens of millions of dollars. So we had to shelve that project. I backed an artist. His name was Blake Emery, actually. That cost me probably about $500,000. Just didn't work. I launched a daily fantasy sports company. Cost me millions of dollars. Didn't work. I had to shut it down. I can just give those stories over and over and over again. But it's that one business or that one opportunity that does in fact, kind of make up for all the losses. And so my books, again, millions of dollars marketing my books, my accountants. Look, I wrap NASCARs with my books. Like that's an insane thing to do. It doesn't make any sense. It's cool. It was fun. Looked awesome. You know, I got great pictures and great images and videos and all that other stuff, but it didn't market and sell books. And so, to answer your question, really what I've done is I've reinvested in myself and I've lost a bunch of times and I continue to reinvest in that. So, but traditional stuff though, too, you know, like Grant Cardone talks about, hey, don't buy a house. Well, okay, well, hold on. From a real estate guy, to me, I understand where he's coming from and what he says, but to me, I still think that it doesn't really necessarily make a lot of sense to me. So, you know, I live in a 6,000 square foot house in a private neighborhood in the town that I grew up with that I built, and that's where I put a significant amount of money, into it. You know, when you're buying a house that's, valued at what it's valued, you got to come up with a lot of cash just to put that money down too. So, so for me, it's really kind of reinvesting in myself because I'm still young. I'm only 45. Right. And so, I look at the opportunities, a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we look outside. We look at these other outside things because there's a lot of shiny objects out there and I'm one of them. But what I've also learned is take a look at what you already have. And take a look at what you already have and figure out how to extract more pay dirt out of that and really kind of, dive deep into the things that you already have and extract more value out of that. And for me, that's what I've done over the years. And sometimes you lose and sometimes you win.
So, man, so I got to ask, though, like, how do you overcome those failures when they do happen on like the mindset level? Because I know that. I mean, you go out and do something big, you put money into it, it doesn't work. It can almost be debilitating. I mean, I'm currently out almost 50 grand in a software that I can't sell myself currently. And though I have other things that make up for it, it still hurts. And financially it hurts, but mentally and like, it definitely drains me. So how do you come back from that, man?
Man, I ask the same question all the time. And just so you know, we all feel the same thing. And it is really hard. You know, it like, you know, we talk about mindset and we talk about how to, you know, reset your mind and how to, you know, think positive, you know, the power of positivity and, you know, Norman Vincent Peale, great book. I would tell people to check it out. And, you know, there's a lot of different mindset things, but the real answer is that it's going to hurt. And I was just on the phone with a mentor of mine for 2 hours on Sunday, asking the very same question you just asked me. And he's generated literally billions of dollars. He's not a billionaire, but he's generated billions of dollars in revenue. And he couldn't really quite give me the answer. But other than the fact that, you know, you're going to go through the pain in order to feel the successes. And it's crazy. Like I had Les Brown on my podcast and I asked Les that same very question. And he said, Michael, it's the struggle that creates life. You know, he talked about a story that there was a little boy walking in the woods and he was walking in the woods. He sees this butterfly who was trying to struggle to break out of the cocoon. And this little boy was watching it. And the butterfly was struggling and struggling. Finally, the cocoon broke open and the butterfly fell from the tree, landed on the floor of the forest, kind of dusted itself off and got up and flew away. And then a couple of weeks later, the same boy saw the same thing. And he saw, again, a butterfly was struggling. It was in the tree. And this time, though, the little boy had a safety pin with him. And he went up to that cocoon and he put these additional tiny little like holes to help the butterfly break through, you know, to give him a little bit of a, like a push, so to speak. And the same exact thing happened. The butterfly opened its wings, it fell to the ground, but this time it died, didn't fly away. And then his response was, Michael, it's the struggle that creates life. And man, it, you know what? It doesn't comfort you, you know, when you hear that, especially when you're going through it. You know, I had posted a quote before. Winston Churchill said, if you're going to go to hell, you might as well go all the way through it. And that's what it is, man. You feel that pain and it hurts and you have to figure out a way to kind of get through it. And it's hard. There's just no other way to describe it. But you also do have to recognize that if you can get through it, because a lot of times you have no options. Like, what are you going to do, right? Like, what am I going to do? I have a big house, a mortgage, a family, an ex-wife with, you know, giant alimony payments. Like, you know, I got a business. I got people that work for me. You know, when I get my ass kicked, you know, I joke around, I say, I get kicked in the nuts over and over and over again. You know, it's like, but now it's almost like I have like literally like fucking balls of steel. Cause I just know that I'm going to get kicked there. So I might as well either protect them and just recognize that I'm going to get beat down and just knowing that it's going to happen, but also knowing that at some point you will get there. You just have to you have to keep at it. You know, Napoleon Hill talks about, you know, most successful people are 1 foot with 1 foot over the brink of failure. And it happens over and over and over again. I mean, Elon Musk, you know, risked everything and he was sleeping on couches, you know, after PayPal. And so, you know, so it just happens and it's a part of life. And I don't know that I gave you the answer. And I don't know that it makes anybody feel any better other than the fact that I haven't met one entrepreneur that hasn't been through hell and back multiple times over.
Neither have I.
Just is what it is. And it's not just entrepreneurship, right? It's just life. You know what I mean? It's just life. Like I don't care if you're born into literally royalty. You know, they have struggles too. They're just different struggles. Like we all have struggles. And so, you know, I tell people, my family members who, you know, that are still struggling, I said, you know, again, the difference between me and them right now, like financially, is just, I'm just playing with bigger numbers. You know, we still have the same struggles. We're all human. Like there's no changes there. Like we're, you know, like just, there is no difference between us. You know, I tell people, you know, there is, you know, if you look at your DNA, and, you know, because now we're really good at, you know, genetically mapping and looking at DNAs and DNA profiles. And we're also really good at, you know, neuroplasticity, which is the study of the brain and how the brain can like physically change and all these things. And we're getting really good at it, you know, from a scientific standpoint. It's still a lot of things that we don't know. But here's the one thing that I definitely 100% know doesn't exist. None of us have a failure gene and none of us have a success gene. Doesn't exist. So we're pretty much when we're born, unless we're born with some sort of like actual physical abnormality, we're all kind of like start out with a level playing field. It's just a matter of what you decide you're going to do with this life that you're given, and recognizing that when you are playing in this game of life, you're gonna get beat up, man. You know, Mike Tyson also said too, you know, everyone has a plan until you get punched in the face. When I was a kid, I used to get punched in the face all the time, like really get punched in the face, you know? And so, you know, and it's the same thing in business. You, when you lose that 50K, you know, it might be gone forever. And so you can dwell on it and think about, man, like what a mistake you made, or you could just move on. And I do it all the time. I just move on. And you like, man, you're like, fuck, did I make a mistake? Like, was that stupid? Like, you know, I'll say this too, as an entrepreneur, like for those that are listening, that entrepreneurs in particular, including myself, we fall in love with ideas and business ideas and products to our own detriment. And I do it all the time. And that's probably why I've lost a lot of times where like this vodka called Emery Vodka, if you look at it, it's just beautiful. The product itself is beautiful. It's made in the United States. It's triple filtered, you know, certified organic. I mean, the whole thing was just a great product. Everything about it was just gorgeous. You know, we won all sorts of awards, but I was not being realistic with myself that I thought that I could compete with the big boys. And I couldn't, and I, you know, and it's hard to swallow that pill, you know, or like, I thought I was going to compete with DraftKings with my company. And that was just unrealistic. And I tried though. I mean, I really tried and sunk a bunch of money into it, but there was a point too, where I was just so invested, like emotionally, that I kind of willed it into this space where it didn't belong. Like we, you know, just, it, you know, we should have just shut it down much earlier, you know? And that's something that I think a lot of entrepreneurs have to really kind of step back and say to yourself, like, is this really going to work? You know, and you know, you're going to get, you know, in your head, you're going to hear the no's or whatever, but honestly being objective and trying to step back and say, is this really going to work? And if the answer is no, then you just have to shut it down.
Absolutely, man. So we're getting to the end of our time, or the time that we have here. We've both got stuff we got to get to. I like to ask everybody that comes on the show, if you could go back and have a conversation with yourself before you ever started any one of your businesses, what would you make sure that you knew and understood?
I would make sure that I really understood the numbers and make sure that I really understood what capitalization means, because I've bootstrapped all of my businesses. Even to this day, I'm still continuing to bootstrap, and I've never had working capital. And so, you know, when you think about starting a business, and I've had friends, and when I first started some of my businesses, to say, whatever you think you need, multiply it times three at least. And so understanding that, yeah, look, you can bootstrap stuff and that's okay. But also recognizing that if you're going to bootstrap it, you should think about, you know, having that secondary source or primary source of income and working your, you know, your side hustle, your side business, until that side business does in fact get to a point where not only can it sustain life, but it can also, you know, sustain your life and your lifestyle. And so there's a great book called The 10% Entrepreneur that talks about that. Like, you know, you don't have to go all in. And so for me, if I look back and talk to my old self, I would say, you know, make sure you understand the numbers and make sure you understand that you actually need more than you think.
Awesome, man. So what is the best way for people to see more of you and get involved with you?
Yeah, sure. If people want to check me out, most of my social media handles, it's at Mike Alden 2012. Again, at Mike Alden 2012, or just Mike Alden. You can just Google me as well. But you know, hit me up on Instagram, Snapchat. I'm on Clubhouse. It's Mike Alden. Facebook, you know, same thing, Mike Alden 2012. Or you can just go to michaelalden.net. And if you're interested in my book, Bestseller Secrets, you can go to bestsellersecretsbook.com. Again, it's bestsellersecretsbook.com.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much. Thank you so much for your time today. You dropped so many bombs and we covered so many topics that, like, honestly, I hope everybody's taking notes. I know I was.
Well, thanks for having me, man. You're great. You asked a lot of great questions. You know, hopefully we added some value, and yeah, it was fun. I'm glad we did it.
Awesome, man. I appreciate you. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.